This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Physicians and nurses and others at the University of California, Davis, are facing a time-honored dilemma. They have a social contract with society to provide health care in both sunny and stormy weather. For the most part, over the past 100 years, the forecast has been generally rosy. Antibiotics and public health interventions have kept the American public generally healthy. Today, the major killers of Americans are chronic diseases, things like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Infectious diseases like TB and polio and Spanish flu are no longer serious public health threats. These chronic diseases do not pose a threat to health workers the way that infectious diseases did and still do. Over the past 40 years, the world has been challenged by a series of new infectious diseases: HIV, SARS, Ebola, MERS, and now COVID-19. They threaten the public's health and perhaps place healthcare workers at an even greater risk of contagion. So the question is, do healthcare workers need to assume a risk to their own health to assure that patients receive care? For decades, 10% of each medical school class would develop tuberculosis. In the early 1900s, hundreds of doctors died from Spanish flu, and the same was true for those caring for people affected with Ebola. I can remember in the early years of caring for HIV-infected patients and in covering the HIV epidemic for NPR, I met providers who refused to care for HIV-infected persons, perhaps because of a fear, but also because of a hostility toward the victims, homosexual men and drug users. The stigmatized received inferior care. Returning to COVID, if all providers get sick, that would be a disaster to current patients. But so would it be a disaster if healthcare providers refused to come to work. What would it be like if a firefighter was only willing to fight small fires, or a police officer would only respond to parking violations out of fear for their own safety? We cannot ask health providers to assume risks to their own health unless we're doing everything to minimize those risks. But today we have protective wear that we didn't have a generation ago: masks, gowns, disinfectants, and the like. We also have powerful medicines and ventilators that can increase the chance of people surviving. But we need healthcare providers to accept some personal risk and a moral commitment by adhering to their social contract that provides for a duty to treat people. Medical students understand the inherent personal risk when they arrive at medical school, and they are immediately reminded of this risk in our opening ceremonies that welcomes them to the profession. The public depends on our commitment to put their welfare above our own, to our commitment to provide unbiased, compassionate care, and to our willingness to place ourselves at some risk by simply coming to work, albeit with reasonable protections. I am proud that my colleagues at UC Davis are standing tall, and they are united in their commitment to provide care to all those in need. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.